Bachelor Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Afternoon, everybody. News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan, Austin Price in Friday afternoon. We made the week. It's not bad at all. And Blue Angels Air Show. The Blues actually got a late start. I was in the newsroom earlier today, got a call on one of our lines. It was actually on the traffic line. And a lady was telling me, and this was like 2:25, and she was saying, well, Chris, they haven't taken off yet. What's going on?
Yeah.
And as we're talking, this is, she's going, I got to go. They're taking off. See ya. But
Do you know how long it had been since, like how long the delay had gone on?
I'm not sure. It was like 2:25 when the call came in. Very interesting day this morning. As a matter of fact, NAS commanding officer, Captain Terrence Shahady, a.k.a. Village, spoke to News Radio 92.3 today with an update on day one at the Blues Homecoming Air Show.
Friday at the air show, how's it going?
It's going all right. Some growing pains this morning with traffic, but after a while we ended up where the traffic has been flowing, and I'm telling you, I'm looking around with the faces on the crowd. I think everybody's starting to have a really, really good time.
Yeah, everybody had a really great time today, and they're going to do it all again tomorrow for you. Birds and Angels set to fly tomorrow. Blue Angels homecoming air show aboard NAS Pensacola. Gates open at 8 a.m.
All righty. Also, the race for the White House heading into the final weekend before Election Day. After spending yesterday in the Southwest, both Vice President Harris and former President Trump are in the Rust Belt. Harris in Wisconsin, while former President Trump in Michigan and Milwaukee. And also, First Lady Jill Biden is expected in Pennsylvania on Sunday to campaign for VP Harris.
Okay, as of this morning, wanted to give you some fresh numbers here. The breakdown of early votes in Escambia County works out to be 48,479 Republicans, 26,167 Democrats, and 12,808 independent voters. Robert Bender furnishing those numbers to us. Tappy Villain, the Santa Rosa County Supervisor of Election, is reporting today 47,780 Republicans, 10,895 Democrats, and 10,019 independent voters doing the early voting process this Friday.
And the state is helping Escambia County plant more trees. The county announced yesterday that it planted 43 at Burnville Community Park in Century, and the county used a $23,000 grant from the Florida Forest Service to pay for them. A county official says that the trees will provide shade, help with erosion, and keep the soil intact when it rains.
Okay, coming up in just less than a couple of minutes here, I'm going to give you some mortgage daily news numbers. Yeah, they're fresh, and they're out just minutes ago. Stocks ended up despite this was despite a weak jobs report. Fox's Laura Kantner has more on this trending story.
Boeing reaching a third tentative agreement with Machinists Union, which plans to vote on the deal Monday. Apple reported upbeat earnings, though Wall Street is disappointed with its weaker outlook for the holiday season. Apple continues to experience the effects of a slowdown in China's economy. Shares in Reckitt Benckiser and Abbott Laboratories soaring Friday after a U.S. court ruled the companies were not liable in a case concerning their baby formulas. And just 12,000 jobs were created in October due to Hurricanes Helene and Milton and the Boeing strike. The stock market ending the week on a high note. The Dow up 288 points, S&P 500 up 23, NASDAQ up 145. Laura Kantor, Fox News.
Okay, here comes your home buyers and home sellers numbers. These are the mortgage numbers for today. Mortgage Daily News is reporting the benchmark 30-year fixed, 7.09%. Latest reading on that 15-year fixed rate mortgage, 6.48%.
All righty. Just about 4:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for this afternoon. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Parrish Tractor. That's one of the largest Kubota dealerships in the country. You can visit them at 6701 Mobile Highway or online at parrishtractor.com. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Got some minor backups where you would expect them. Palafox Street, I-10. A lot on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And some at the intersection of Blue Angel Parkway and Mobile Highway. Outside of that, it's just a few more of the usual big hitters that is holding you up currently. As for the weather, 78 degrees right now, low of 65 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 82, low of 68. And Friday will be a high, Sunday will be a high of 80, low of 69.
Okay, speaking of Sunday, a big day for the SEC Women's Soccer Tournament returning to Pensacola. 12 nationally ranked soccer teams will be competing for the conference title. Yeah, they started on Sunday, continued through the 10th over at Ashton-Brosnahan. This is the third year Pensacola's going to host that tournament. By the way, tickets on sale, PensacolaSports.org. Marcus Bishop, he's from the SEC and the competition area there with the SEC. He's going to join us live at 5:12, just about an hour from right now on Pensacola Right Now.
And Escambia County Commissioners are drafting an ordinance that will make it illegal to camp on public property. City of Pensacola also passed a similar ordinance last week, and critics feared that it would simply send the homeless problem to the county. But County Commissioner Mike Kohler says that the ordinance is an extra layer of protection for the county if any lawsuits from it were to come up.
Okay, I'm going to tell you, we were talking and touching on the weather. It's dry. Haven't seen any precept for a long time. These dry conditions are creating an immediate fire and outdoor burning danger. If you want to read about this, I wrote a story up on the News Radio 92.3 website. You can read all about this. Florida Forestry Service says it's time to be cautious as drought conditions are now common. Experts keep an eye on things to determine if an advisory actually needs to be issued.
And, of course, when it comes to voting, we always hear about Kamala Harris this, Donald Trump that. But Florida voters deciding on six amendments on the ballot this year. One of these proposed amendments could bring politics into the education system. The legislation could require candidates to list their affiliation directly on the ballot, and it's labeled as Amendment 1. It could change the way candidates even run for the school board, and State Representative Alex Andrade says that running as nonpartisan will still be an option.
There's a lot of activities in terms of events going on. Of course, Blues Weekend, Greek Fest. You've got Foo Foo Fest. You've got all, and then you have the SEC tournament starting on Sunday. It is going to be busy. Let me tell you, Foo Foo Fest, it's underway. It got underway already. It continues to the 11th. Different venues across the area. It is 12 days of theater, music, film, and visual arts. Some festival by the events there are free, but just be aware, some others, you have to pay a ticket.
Absolutely. And Santa Rosa County is on its way to becoming what commissioners call a cornerstone for the aerospace industry in the Gulf region, as Leonardo Helicopters USA is laying down roots here in Santa Rosa County. The roughly 70,000 square foot facility is still under construction at Whiting Aviation Park, and it is set to be open for business in June of 2025. Roughly 250 competitive wage jobs will be available in the first phase.
You know, I seem like I've been talking about that opportunity. Shannon Ogletree over in Santa Rosa County, Director of Economic Development over there. Seems like we've been talking about that for a long time, but I am so glad to hear about Leonardo Helicopters. And you know what's unique about that company? They're right there on site at a Whiting Field. So it's not far of a thing they have to do for repairs or anything like that for helicopters. Good economic boost to the area. U.S. officials now saying today, the fact that North Korean troops have been sent to assist Russia in the country's fight against Ukraine further accentuates the need for reliable alliances. Fox's Kevin Uretsky has more from this segment of Securing America.
During a news conference Thursday following meetings with South Korean officials, Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke about the issue.
What we're also seeing underscores the indivisibility of security between the Indo-Pacific and Euro-Atlantic theaters.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. is expanding its cooperative efforts with South Korea, adding that the action by the Russians and North Koreans poses a threat to everyone, not just the Ukrainians, because
a permanent member of the U.N. Security Council is violating Security Council resolutions that it agreed to.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
One thing that will be silent this weekend will be the Bay Center. Why is that? Ice Flyers on the road this weekend. Tonight and Saturday, Roanoke. And then on Sunday, they'll be taking on Fayetteville. Next Pensacola home appearance, Saturday, November 9th against Knoxville in the Bay Center.
All righty. 419 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, neither presidential nominee has spent much time campaigning in Florida, but the Harris campaign has a couple of tricks up their sleeve for Central Florida this weekend. We got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Warning. Amendment 4 overturns Florida's parental consent law, so a minor could undergo an abortion without a parent's permission. Doctors can't even prescribe Tylenol without a parent's consent. But with Amendment 4, abortion would become the only medical procedure that can be performed on a minor without a parent's permission. Amendment 4 goes far beyond Roe v. Wade. eliminating reasonable safeguards and forcing taxpayers to fund abortions, even late-term abortions, when science says the baby can feel pain. The Amendment 4 campaign is funded by George Soros and his radical allies, the same people trying to strip away parents' rights and push gender ideology in schools are trying to overturn parental consent on abortion. Amendment 4 isn't about freedom. It's about taking power from parents and giving it to radical leftists. Be warned. Amendment 4 is way too extreme and not what it seems. Sponsored by Truth About Amendment 4.
For far too long, District 1 has been represented by someone who's more interested in making headlines than helping us. I'm different. I'm Gay Valamont, and I'm a mother, community advocate, and someone who's been through real struggles just like you. I've faced adversity and come out strong, and now I'm ready to bring my compassion, integrity, and common sense to Washington. Let's focus on real solutions, not distractions. On November 5th, vote for me, Gay Valamont. It's time for real change.
Paid for by Gay Valamont for Congress.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help, from running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
This is Michelle Salzman, Republican for Florida House. I've served our country in the Army, served our community as an involved parent in our schools, and now as your state representative. All of these roles I've done because of my faith in our Lord and the following words, be a servant to others. I do find it rewarding working side by side with many area and state leaders and getting things accomplished for us. That's why I'm asking for you to vote Michelle Salzman so I can continue to serve you. Paid by Michelle Salzman, Republican for Florida House.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Hi, everybody. This is Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. Santa Rosa County is one of the fastest growing counties in the nation, and it's not slowing down. Our parks, roads, bridges, and other community amenities have to keep up. I'm urging you to vote yes for the penny sales tax to replace the current half-cent tax. This will fund essential community improvements, enhance our quality of life, better protect our families, and improve public works. Go to SantaRosaYes.com for more information. Paid for by Santa Rosa's Tomorrow Today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in, with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Carissa Bergosh is running for school board to make sure our children aren't harassed or bullied. A lifelong educator, Carissa knows the number one issue affecting education is a lack of discipline. When the Florida governor appointed Carissa to the school board during an emergency vacancy years ago, she ensured that bullying and fighting were not tolerated, and our schools were much better then. Choose proven leadership. She's from here and will remain here.
I'm Carissa Bergosh, running for school board, District 4, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Carissa Bergosh.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3. If you're just getting out of the office, welcome to Pensacola Right Now. Thank you for having us on. Today, I'm Chris Bryan. That's Austin Price. And we are having a darn good Friday afternoon. And thanks for allowing us to come along with you today. This is something very interesting coming out of Virginia. I know I've been keeping tabs on this and to see how it was really going to play out. The Supreme Court has ruled that Virginia will be allowed to resume its purge of about 1,600 voter registrations from who they believe are non-citizens. You know, this got into the political realm. The Democrats said, oh, no, you gotta let them stay. And the Republicans are saying, purge that list. So here's what we know about this. David Spunk has more from Fox.
This is a controversial issue in Virginia. Governor Glenn Youngkin signed an executive order back in August. The Department of Justice sued Youngkin, saying that he can't toy with executive orders and taking people off voter rolls within 90 days of an election. It violates federal law. Governor Youngkin says that some 1,600 people did not present their citizenship status. They are non-citizens of the United States, and they should not be able to vote. The Justice Department said some of them did not properly fill out a DMV form. They skipped over a box, or some became citizens later, resulting in actual U.S. citizens being removed from the rolls in error.
All righty, a little bit past 425 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only, I repeat, only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, several spots of note, but not many that would be a surprise. I-10, Highway 90, Gulf Breeze Parkway, all giving us issues. Do have some very heavy backups at the intersection of Dog Track Road and Sorrento Road. No confirmation of an accident from what I can see, but my goodness, that reaches far, and it is very heavily congested, so be on the lookout for that. Blue Angel Parkway and Sorrento, both very heavily backed up at this time. As for the weather, 78 degrees, low of 65. Tomorrow, high of 82, low of 68. And Sunday, very similar, high of 80, low of 69.
Remaining clear and visibility unlimited. Aviators call that CAVU around here. Your weather's going to be absolutely stellar on that side. Coming up at 4:35, in about 7 or 8 minutes from right now, we're going to give you an update on the high school football schedule tonight. And we'll recap.
Rivalry week.
Is this what this is?
For some teams, at least.
Yeah. All right. And then we'll go over the Thursday results from that Flemington-Northview game.
How was it?
Pretty interesting game. Well, you'll have to wait in about 7 minutes from right now. 4:35.
Kind of told on myself there. I'm supposed to know that.
4:35. I will have the results of that game for you. Wasn't a good outcome for the Chiefs, by the way. Russia's producing fake videos to show off doubt in the U.S. elections. Intelligence agencies say this is getting to be pretty crazy. Fox's Jared Halpern has more from Washington.
A video spreading online that purports to show a voter claiming to be from Haiti is fake and was manufactured by Russian influence actors, U.S. intelligence agencies say. In the video, a man claiming to be a Haitian migrant talks about voting multiple times in Georgia for Vice President Kamala Harris. Georgia officials called it out as obviously fake Thursday night, saying it was likely the work of Russian trolls. U.S. officials confirmed that in a statement, saying the video is part of Moscow's broader effort to raise unfounded questions about the integrity of the U.S. election and stoke divisions. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
All righty. Also here, just a bit of a preamble into what's going on in sports here. Since
you
we're about
such
to
a wordsmith this afternoon.
I know. Preamble is my favorite word. The rivalry college football game between Florida and Georgia will remain in Jacksonville through 2031. Of course, the circumstances of this deal are coming after they move to Atlanta in 2026 and Tampa in 2027. We heard that the other day. But the game will return to Jacksonville in 28 after the renovations are complete. So, they are going to be there until at least 2031.
Okay, let me tell you, I've got some information. I got with my folks down in Tampa, and I got the lowdown inside track on what's going down for the future of Tropicana Field. It's coming up.
I'm Tom Rigotti. Former President Donald Trump is trying to clarify remarks he made last night about Republican critic Liz Cheney, saying she may not be supportive of sending troops into battle if guns are trained on her face. Trump in Michigan this afternoon.
She's a war hawk. She kills people. She wanted to, even in my administration, she was pushing that we go to war with everybody.
The former president also posting to his Truth Social platform, Cheney wouldn't have the guts to fight herself. Speaking in front of Air Force Two, Kamala Harris said it's par for the course.
His enemies list has grown longer. His rhetoric has grown more extreme, and he is even less focused than before on the needs and the concerns and the challenges facing the American people.
The vice president rallying supporters in Wisconsin today. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Shares of Supermicro have erased all yearly gains as investors push the stock down another 9% and bringing this week's total sell-off to 44%. That sell-off came as the data center company lost its second auditor in less than 2 years. Supermicro's fall since March has wiped out roughly $55 billion in market cap, leaving the company at risk of being delisted from the NASDAQ. On Wall Street, stocks finished the final session of the week higher, with the Dow gaining 288, the S&P 500 grew by 23, and the NASDAQ was up 144. Apple today confirming the commitment of roughly $1.5 billion to satellite communications company Globalstar. The cash is to help fund the expansion of iPhone services. The tech giant's cash deal with Globalstar also includes a 20% equity stake. U.S. crude oil futures for December are under $70 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. The AFC isn't as strong as we thought it was heading into the season. The Houston Texans don't look ready to take that next step. And despite a 6-2 record, I'm not believing that the Pittsburgh Steelers offense has what it takes to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. So in the AFC, I could only see the Kansas City Chiefs, Baltimore Ravens, and Buffalo Bills playing in the big game in New Orleans come February. I'm Zach Gelb.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, sounds like wipers. If your wipers are streaking, skipping, chattering, or even worse, loud, you need to visit AutoZone and get some fresh new blades. We've got basic wipers to get you back on the road, as well as premium blades from Bosch and Rain-X. So if you're hearing this, just head to your nearest AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repair, repairs or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Hi, I'm Tom Powers for Milton City Council, and I'm running for a better Milton, not one where the council members fight with the citizens and each other. A Milton that saves our Blackwater River by putting the wastewater plant in the right location and doesn't contaminate our drinking water with forever chemicals. A Milton that works with the state to relieve traffic problems. I want to see Milton grow and thrive and be a place where families come to raise their children. We can do better. Vote Tom Powers.
Paid for and approved by Tom Powers. Milton City Council, Ward 1, C2.
You may think when you file an insurance claim, the insurance company will do all they're supposed to do to pay out the claim. But insurance companies don't provide manuals to get fair insurance claim settlements. That's where Claimology steps in, giving you a voice when you've suffered property damage or business loss. Don't get lost when filing a claim. Contact Claimology at 850-684-4794 or online at insuranceadjusterschoolhouse.com. Claimology, noun, the art of science and application of fair insurance claim settlements.
Hey, Donald Trump Jr. here. Central banks are buying gold at record amounts, and the trend is accelerating in 2024. They see the writing on the wall. The dollar is failing. Is gold the answer for you too? To find out, get a free info kit from Birch Gold Group by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to the number 989898 to get your free info kit from Birch Gold, the only gold company I trust right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Ron Helms, and I'm running to be your next county commissioner in District 4. I'm a long-term business owner, military veteran, and ordained clergy. As a fiscal conservative and Second Amendment supporter, I have a passion for public service with strong community engagement. As your next county commissioner, I will have a strong impact on crime and gun violence, affordable housing, and combating high insurance rates. I'm asking for your support and your vote on November 5th.
Paid for by Ron Helms, Democrat County Commission, District 4.
Guy Benson.
There is a discernible shift, it would seem, toward Donald Trump, where he is now leading in a number of these national polls.
Guy Benson, weekdays at 2.
And the Real Clear Politics average nationally is almost exactly tied. The swing states are looking extremely tight, but maybe with a little red tilt.
Guy Benson, weekdays at 2, before Pensacola right now. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, getting into that groove for tonight. Thanks for having us on. If you're just joining us, this is Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Friday afternoon, and talking a little bit of sports for you. Typical Friday night high school football. Can't say that after tonight.
Yeah, at least not
regular
as far as the regular season
is kind of wrapping up here. And
it's not the last week for all teams in this
area, but it is
for a good portion.
It sure is. And let me just go ahead and talk about the game last night that was much closer than you and I had discussed this past week. It was the Flemington, Alabama, Northview Chiefs game.
Really?
Where the Chiefs lost. It was 6-0, and their season ended with a 2-8 record, which is not good for Northview. I know that.
I had made a point of doing some research on Northview during the show last night, and I told you, I said, man, they are not looking so hot. They had only scored, I think, 6 points in their last four games, and they lost 6-0 last night.
6-0.
My goodness, what a bummer.
And that was on home turf. So, anyway, that's what we're talking about here. Oh, tonight's games. Let's go ahead and crank these out. Central at Wewahitchka, otherwise known as Wewah.
Don't know much about them, but I would have to assume that Central's got it.
Okay, Escambia Tate.
That's our high school football game of the week. Is. Starting at 7 o'clock sharp on ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. And you can listen on our ESPN Pensacola mobile app. Anyway, I'll take Tate to win that game.
Gulf Breeze, Pensacola High School.
Gotta give it to Pensacola there. Gulf Breeze has had some down and outs.
One thing we have established over the past 5-6 weeks or so, Jay's got a pretty darn good football team.
Indeed, they do.
Okay, Jay is playing another bad boy Alabama team, Blackshear, 7 o'clock tonight.
I got to take Jay. I was talking about how many points Northview has scored. I think I'm going to have to look up how many points Jay has allowed in the last month.
Not many.
If any.
Just zips across those boards. Okay, Pace at Milton.
It's a rivalry game, so I don't want to sound cocky, but I think my Patriots, because I am a Pace alum, I've covered that. I think they should roll right over the Panthers. We're talking 8-1 versus 0-9 right now.
Navarre at Niceville.
Navarre has shown glimpses of, like, hey, we're still the same Raiders that we've been. But that's the thing. You're not so good that you can compete with Niceville. No. You're very hit or miss, and you're going to miss tonight.
Here's a good game. And Pensacola Catholic is just a good football team, and they're taking on St. John Paul II tonight.
John Paul, as I said yesterday, this is going to become a matter of, okay, what matters more, their record or their quality of opposition? They're 5-4, but they've played guys like IMG Academy, Rickards, or Rickards, whatever. They've played some tough schools in this state. So if they can compete with them, keep a winning record with them, they may be able to handle Catholic, but I will take the Crusaders anyway.
Kind of an overview there. Maybe, it's a toss-up. It's going to be an emotional game.
Yeah.
Okay, West Florida, Pine Forest.
That's just, once again, we talked about Niceville. Like, hey, they've shown glimpses, but they're pretty down right now. Pine Forest and West Florida fall under the same general category. Give me Pine Forest.
Okay, 442, News Radio 92.3. I just want to point this out. You and I both had our doubts about Aaron Rodgers and the Jets and whether they could really be a productive team moving forward this year here. Well, they were pretty productive last night. Snapped a 5-game losing streak by downing the Houston Texans. And Fox's Bob Mortali has more on the game.
Aaron Rodgers tossed 3 second-half touchdown passes to lead the Jets past the Texans 21-13. Rodgers found Garrett Wilson for the first 2 TDs. The second touchdown was a one-handed grab that was ruled out of bounds, but the on-field call was overturned after video review. Rodgers then connected with his former Green Bay Packers teammate Davante Adams for the clincher with 2:58 left. The Jets raised their record to 3-6, while Houston fell to 6-3. The Texans lead the AFC South by a game and a half. Bob Mortali, Fox News.
Yeah, I think that's just a matter of overlooking them. I think the Texans win that game 9 times out of 10. They just tripped over the Jets because they saw that the Jets were really down. And they're like, we got these guys. And in the NFL, you don't really hear about the schedule meaning as much as it would normally mean in something like college. So I think Houston just tripped up.
Coming up this afternoon, 5:12, I just want to remind you, Marcus Bishop from the SEC will join us live on Pensacola right now. We'll be discussing the SEC Women's Soccer Tournament over at Ashton-Brosnahan, getting underway on Sunday, going all the way through the 10th. I have the complete listing and how these games are going to play out, so at least through Tuesday.
All righty.
But anyway, Marcus Bishop, SEC, live, 5:12 on Pensacola right now.
And the final jobs report before Election Day can be summed up as a big miss. Numbers out today from the Bureau of Labor Statistics show that the economy added just 12,000 new jobs last month. The report was always expected to be dramatically lower than the previous month, but given that it would incorporate the effects of 2 hurricanes and a number of labor strikes. However, most analysts were still predicting upwards of 100,000 positions gained, and the unemployment rate held steady at 4.1%.
Isn't that something? The Harris campaign facing some backlash here this afternoon after businessman Mark Cuban,
yeah.
Okay. Suggested that former President Trump is seldom accompanied by intelligent women. Whew. Very bold statement there.
Oh, he's outspoken.
All right. Fox's Peter Ducey reports from Las Vegas.
Cuban is writing, when I said this during the interview, I didn't get it out exactly the way I thought I did, so I apologize to anyone who felt slighted or upset by my response. Vice President Harris is saying basically the same exact thing as Mark Cuban, but he is apologizing for it and she is not. Here's how the VP put it last night here in Las Vegas.
See, we know the man said
simply does not respect the freedom of women or the intelligence of women to be able to make decisions about their own lives.
The Harris campaign really doesn't want to be talking about this anymore. Their whole rally here in Vegas was designed to distract attention away from President Biden's unhelpful garbage Trump supporters comment.
I think Mark Cuban doesn't make that apology. If anything, he doubles down. If he's not officially tied to the Harris campaign. See, that's the thing. He's like a surrogate or whatever they were talking about. So he's officially in good, rubbing elbows with Kamala Harris. So I think that was a matter of, okay, well, maybe I don't want to make her look bad since I'm endorsing her as president. As far as Kamala Harris not apologizing, she probably felt that she didn't have much to apologize for. 4:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. All right, so... some texters pointed out, and I greatly appreciate your feedback, by the way. You can reach out to us on 850-437-1620. And our traffic line is 850-2626-111. You can call into that as well if you need to. But looking at the roads here, very heavily backed up on Sorrento Road at the intersection with Blue Angel Parkway. That is because of some air show traffic that we have since learned. That is looking miserable right now. Outside of that, it's just some of the usual spots, though. As for the weather, 78 degrees, low of 66 tonight, and this weekend's going to have highs in the low 80s, lows in the high 60s.
Okay, News Radio 92.3, City of Pensacola wants to put a parking garage on its property near the downtown ferry terminal. Mayor Reeves says the project could cost around $15 million, with parking revenue funding a majority of that project. Anyway, Reeves went on to say could have about 500 parking spaces for that project. So anyway, that's what's happening with Mayor Reeves in that parking lot.
Yeah, I was hearing about that, and I did. I saw the stuff about how it's supposed to be funded and all that. Man, I'm not just saying this because I work in Pensacola, but my goodness, it seems like we're firing off on all cylinders here. You can't swing a dead cat without hearing about Mayor Reeves saying, hey, we're doing this or that.
Can't swing a dead cat?
That's what I've heard. Isn't that the saying?
I don't know. I've never heard that one before.
You've never heard can't swing a dead cat? I've heard that.
I've never heard that. Well, I just learned something.
Yeah, maybe a regional thing, even though you're from here. Okay. Also, a growing number of wealthy Americans planning to leave the U.S. regardless of who wins the election. A survey by Arton Capital found 53% of American millionaires are saying that they are more likely to leave after the election, no matter who wins the White House. Many of the clients are looking for second passports or long-term residencies abroad to avoid political and social unrest. And according to that survey, younger millionaires between the ages of 18 and 29 were among those most likely to relocate.
Okay.
18-year-old millionaire?
Sure, why not?
Golly, some people have all the luck.
Okay, make sure you turn those clocks back an hour early Sunday morning, 2 o'clock. Fall back in the time. DST coming to an end.
You're like, it sucks.
Central time's on our way. So anyway, just make sure you do that and remind yourself or set your alarm or so to switch those clocks back an hour.
All righty. And we were talking about millionaires and billionaires and so on and so forth. Well, 150 billionaire families are spending $1.9 billion in support of presidential and congressional candidates this cycle. According to the Americans for Tax Fairness, that's $700 million more dollars than spent during the 2020 election by more than 600 individual billionaires. A Financial Times analysis found that billionaires have contributed 18% of the total funds raised by the presidential candidates and associated groups this cycle. And those figures likely underestimate the true totals, as many mega donors go to great lengths to conceal their identity when funding political causes.
You know, we have been talking about the SEC Women's Soccer Tournament here in Pensacola, but the Sun Belt Conference has a pretty big platform happening over in Foley for a third consecutive year. A Sun Belt Conference Championships return to the Foley area. The cross-country championships underway at the Graham Creek Nature Preserve. Now, starting next week, the Women's Soccer Championships return from November 4th through the 9th. They have an eight-team direct elimination bracket in that. And the SBC's top 10 volleyball teams are in action from November 21st through November 24th. And don't forget, SEC Women's Soccer, Ashton Brosnahan here in Pensacola, kicking off on Sunday.
All righty, 4:49 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we got a bit of a box office preview for you from last night. And also, we've got a new installment of an iconic film franchise in the works by a Japanese film studio. That should give you a bit of a hint as to what we're talking about. Got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Larry McKee, and I'm running for Milton City Council in Ward 2. I'm a 10-year Navy veteran, retired maintenance manager for the Postal Service, and currently driving a school bus for Milton Schools. I believe in a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. As your next city councilman, I will bring an open mind, willing to listen to opposing opinions instead of only wishing to hear from those supporting the status quo. I'm Larry McKee, and I'm asking for your vote for Milton City Council. Remember, McKee is the key to Milton's future.
Paid for and approved by Larry McKee, Milton City Council, Ward 2, C2.
So this new dose is, well, nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
I'm Lisa Newell, and I'm running for Florida Senate against the recycled candidate Don Gates, who doesn't even live in our district. As a business owner for over 23 years, I'm fed up with the waste, corruption, and insider deals in Tallahassee. I'm running to fund public schools, increase teacher pay, promote smart growth that protects our environment, and reduces the property insurance rates that are crushing Floridians. Send the Gates is packing, and elect someone who actually cares about Northwest Florida. On or before November the 5th, vote Lisa Newell.
Paid for and approved by Lisa Newell, Democrat for Florida Senate, District 1.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate, just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
This is Rich Holsnick, candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children, to protect their innocence, and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. I'm a Naval Academy grad, 28-year Navy pilot, and former Desert Storm Task Group commander. I'm also proudly endorsed by former Superintendent Malcolm Thomas. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich for School Board District 4.
Paid for by Rich Holsnick, candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
It's Radio 92.3, this is the Pensacola Right Now, and I thank you so much for having us on today. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, in with you today. What a beautiful afternoon. Temps kind of dropping into the middle 60s tonight, clear and cool. Your day tomorrow was kind of like what you're going to see for the next couple of days and what we had today. A lot of sunshine, temps in the low 80s, really no mention of rain on that side. Dry weather conditions mean and translates into potential burning problems, outdoor burning problems. So just watch that if you have to do any outdoor burning this weekend. The Trump, Vance, and Harris Waltz campaigns are tapping into a key demographic in battleground Pennsylvania areas, Jewish voters. And Fox's Brian Lienis has more from Bucks County.
Philadelphia suburbs, like right here in Bucks County, where just this summer the number of Republican registered voters overtook the number of Democratic registered voters. The Democratic VP candidate, Governor Tim Walz, came here to Bucks to try to drive up the turnout. It was Philadelphia suburbs and the voter surge that really gave President Biden a win in Pennsylvania. Now, the Trump campaign has been working on chipping away at Democratic support in the suburban communities of Philadelphia, for instance, by focusing in on Jewish voters who are now really up for grabs given the rampant anti-Semitism post October 7th.
All righty. Also here, hinted at this before the break, The Tom Hanks-led film Here made $470,000 from Thursday previews last night, and the film also stars Robin Wright and shows generations of families from a single fixed camera angle. It's expected to make $7 million in its first weekend in theaters. Meanwhile, Venom The Last Dance made $2.8 million last night, pushing its total domestic gross to nearly $64 million.
Okay, terrible things happening down in Orlando. I got to pass this on to you. Multiple people are dead. Several others are injured following a mass shooting. This was during a Halloween celebration. Fox's Dana Marie McNichol has more from Orlando.
Police say hundreds of people were in the area when shots rang out after 1 a.m. local time, sending crowds running for cover. Shortly after, officers quickly located and tackled the alleged gunman, a 17-year-old boy who was armed with a handgun. Orlando police say the teen had previously been arrested for grand theft last year and did not appear to be downtown long before the shooting began. Investigators are now speaking with him as they search for a motive. The injured victims were taken to the hospital in stable condition and range in age from 19 to 39 years old. Folks across the city are now trying to make sense of this tragedy. As this investigation continues, Orlando police say they are considering the need for added patrols over the weekend. In Miami, Dana Marie McNichol, Fox News.
All righty, and Japanese film studio Toho International bringing another Godzilla film to theaters. The company announced that the writer-director of the 2023 smash hit Godzilla Minus One will return to helm the next entry into the franchise. And Minus One took in $116 million at the box office and became the top-grossing Japanese film ever in the United States. It also earned the 70-year-old franchise its first ever Oscar. A release date for the new film has not yet been announced, though.
Okay, News Radio 92.3. I found this story to be absolutely intriguing, if you will. Consumers aren't sold on EV technology. Ford, get this. Ford on Thursday announced it's going to pause production of its electric F-150 Lightning. Ford officials say there is little consumer demand for EVs. The automaker plans to idle the Rouge electric vehicle plant. This is right outside of Detroit after the end of the last shift on November 15th. Production is scheduled but not guaranteed to resume after the first of the year.
Wow, really?
Getting a lot of reports about the EV models. Major concern is the charging stations.
Yeah.
And access to charging your vehicles. I was coming out of Publix the other night and overheard a couple of ladies walking to their EV car. They were charging up there. And they were basically said, oh, I hope I don't have to wait much longer for this thing to get charged up, you know. That's a concerning factor for a lot of people.
Absolutely. And so while we may not be seeing many of those Lightnings on the roads, there are a lot of cars on the road at the intersection of Blue Angel Parkway and Sorrento Road that is still very heavily backed up because of some air show traffic, so be on the lookout for that. Also got some congestion in our usual other spots, downtown Pensacola, maybe a little bit on Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road, and Gulf Breeze Parkway has some as well traveling towards Tiger Point. As for the weather, 78 degrees, low of 66, and this weekend's going to have mostly sunny skies, highs in the low 80s, lows in the high 60s.
Okay, a high-end cheese is attracting a high-end heist. Fox's Teresa Crowley has more on a new UK mystery.
The Naked Chef of Britain, Jamie Oliver, spreading the word, be on the lookout for lorry loads of very posh cheese. A man posing as a buyer for the distributor of a major French retailer ordered 24 tons of artisanal cheese from Neil's Dairy Yard in London. 950 wheels of cloth-wrapped artisanal cheddar, every wheel delivered before Neil's realized it was scammed. Cheddars like Pitchford, Westcombe, and Havard Welsh organic cheddar, $400,000 worth. Yet Neil's paid the artisans for their labors. Police have detained a suspect, man in his 60s. But the premium cheddar is still out there, maybe on the black market. Buyers are warned if the deal seems too good to be true, it probably is. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
Okay, goodness gracious.
Yeah, it's 5:20 today. I've got this interesting story coming up here about Florida is a hotspot destination for people who live up there in the northern states.
Yeah.
Who want to kind of go through a warmer winter. But I'm going to give you the top 10 list at 5:20. You might chuckle over this list. But 5:20, News Radio 92.3.
Well, you may chuckle over this as well. A Colorado business owner agreeing to remove a controversial mural on the roof of his tattoo shop. It depicts male genitalia, and it can be seen from units at a nearby apartment complex. It was painted in response to a public parking dispute with the complex, and apparently customers' cars kept getting towed because the spots were not marked as private. The owner has agreed to paint over the mural as long as the apartment management company marks the spots that his customers cannot park in. Quite a feud.
Marcus Bishop from the SEC.
Yeah, sometimes these don't need a segue.
Marcus is going to be in with us on Pensacola right now, 5:12. We're going to talk to him about the SEC Women's Soccer Tournament returning to Pensacola. 12, go ahead and count them, nationally ranked soccer teams will be competing for the conference title November 3rd through 10th over at Ashton-Brosnahan. It, by the way, is the third year Pensacola is going to host that tournament. If you remember earlier in the week, I was telling you about their extension contract.
Yes.
They'll be extending this out for like four more years down the line. Tickets now on sale, PensacolaSports.org. Again, Marcus Bishop from the SEC joins us live 5:12.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.